From the tiniest of critters to the most harmless of objects, Kurt's probably afraid of it. It's today's What Could Kill You, according to Kurt, on Ken, Kurt, and Tawny in the Morning on Star 102.5.
And today, it's amusement park trash pandas. A raccoon got loose. Or it wasn't really loose. I guess it could live in the amusement park. I mean, yeah. It's somewhat forested area. This raccoon, though, started terrorizing guests at Hershey Park and Theme Park in Pennsylvania, running up and down the line, scratching a couple guests and terrorizing them. The raccoon's still on the loose. They were not able to capture the raccoon.
You would think with all that chocolate around, they could satisfy it.
That's probably what it wants.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Then it wouldn't be that hard to get it.
Yeah, right. It just wants to be handed it directly, it sounds like. Like if he's running along scratching people in line. Like he wants, it seems like he wants things from the people.
Just wants it to be given to him?
Yes.
Well, this raccoon is still on the loose, and you never know where it might be. I mean, it could come to Adventureland.
Yeah, of course.
You'd be in line at the monster. Wouldn't that be terrifying? I mean, you're in line for the monster, and all of a sudden this raccoon just running up and down the line, terrorizing everybody, scratching.
First of all, I can't even relate to being in line for the monster.
That's true. I can't see it. Okay. What could we get you on?
Bumper cars.
The bumper cars. All right, you're in line of bumper cars. It's a very enclosed area.
Yeah.
Nowhere to go.
What do you do?
I don't know.
If it jumps on me, I'm throwing it at somebody else.
That's nice.
I don't want to be scratched.
Oh, you're going to grab it. Well, you're going to hold it.
He's not going to grab it.
Oh, I am throwing my kids in front of me to deflect the raccoon.
I see a very domino-like thing happening in a line because Kurt's just going to run everyone over.
Oh, I'm jumping over the over the railing, running across through the bumper cars, dodging those, and heading out the other side.
It's much smaller, but I was at Worlds of Fun once, and there was a chipmunk, that ground squirrel type thing, that clearly had gotten used to people,
mm-hmm.
and he would come out from under his little garbage can and take, like, food from you and go run back under it.
Yeah, but not terrorizing anybody?
No, nothing like that.
Ah.
It was cute there. I'm not sure. I would be scared it was rabid if it walked right up to me like that.
Cute chipmunk I'm not afraid of yet. Yet.
We'll find a story.
That's tomorrow's story. Right? Yeah.
When you make it through the day alive, you can thank Kurt. Hear today's What Could Kill You, according to Kurt, on demand at star1025.com.